Bonjour. Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
Today I have the pleasure of speaking with Anne from Cognac Audrey. How are you today, Anne? For our listeners, who are you and what do you do at Cognac Audrey? So my name is Anne Boisson, and together with my brother Renaud, we represent the fifth generation at Cognac Audrey, which was created in 1878. And I can also add that just recently we updated the look of Cognac Audrey, of course in a grand and a big respect for our ancestors and the tradition of Cognac Audrey, but also directly in a link with my other work as a ceramist. And so what cognac will we be tasting today? Today we're going to be tasting one of the pillar cognacs in the range at Cognac Audrey, L'Exception. It's a fine champagne, which in this case means 51% grand champagne, 49% petit champagne. And quickly, for some of our listeners that might not know Cognac Audrey already, can you present some of the different cognacs in the range? So the Cognac Audrey range is actually quite large. It starts at Napoleon, then it goes to XO, Réserve Spéciale, Mémorial, L'Exception, and then there's the top of the top, which is the Réserve Aristide. And I imagine as we progress in the range, the cognacs are just getting older each time. Is that correct? Yes, that's definitely correct, especially with the Exception and the Réserve Aristide. That's where we really see some very old cognacs. The last thing I'll add about just all of the Audrey cognacs is that we're all about the art of blending. Every cognac is a blend. And how would you describe the style of this cognac? Well, it's definitely a cognac that is very complex, and it's got a really large aromatic palate, but that aromatic palate really reveals itself with a long tasting. So it's a cognac that deserves a lot of time to taste and enjoy. So what was the intention of the cellar master when creating this particular cognac? The first objective was to offer a product, a cognac, that is exceptional, that offers it an experience that is exceptional, which is why we wanted to call this cognac L'Exception. And I'd also say that it's a cognac that tries to showcase its power, but also its finesse at the same time. And can you say what the approximate age of this cognac is? Yes, so for this cognac, there are roughly 40 different eau de vie, very old eau de vie, created in the blend, or involved in the blend, and each of them are aged between 40 and 60 years old. And the fact that there's so many eau de vie of this age allows for the complexity that we have in the glass. It's a little bit like a perfumer, somebody who creates perfumes. They're working with lots of different essences and smells, and they're blending them together to create something ultra complex. And that's sort of what we have here with this Exception. And for you, would you say that cognac is a blended spirit? Because today we're seeing lots of different brut de fût, single cask, fût unique come out onto the market, but all of Audrey's cognacs are blends. So for you, is cognac a blended spirit? I would say yes. Also, some of the previous generations at Cognac Audrey were chemists, so they come from this background of blending. But we will be releasing some millésime cognacs in the future. Ooh, okay, so some Audrey millésime are going to be coming soon. And in terms of barrels, how much time did this cognac or these eau de vie spend in new oak? For all of the eau de vie in the Exception, they spent 4 to 5 months in new oak, and then the rest of their life in very old barrels. And so what are the cellar conditions like? Is it a humid cellar, dry, somewhere in between? At Cognac Audry, we have different cellars with different humidities. For l'exception, it starts its life always in a non-humid, so a dry cellar, and then we move everything to a humid cellar, which really contributes to this feeling of roundness that you have on the palate. And what's the alcohol level of this cognac, and why was it bottled at that alcoholic strength? L'Exception is bottled at 43%. We're very careful about letting all of those eau de vie reduce naturally, taking their time. Some might find that the 43 is slightly elevated compared to, say, a normal 40% cognac, but we feel that it's the best strength to deliver the aromas and flavors to the nose and palate. And I imagine that given the age of these different eau de vie, between 40 and 60 years, that any reduction with water was probably very, very tiny. Yes, exactly. Minime is the word we say. So very, very little water, so that we let things reduce as naturally as possible. Are there any additives added to this cognac? Sugar, caramel coloring, boisé, for example? No. For the Exception, there's no additives at all. And for all of the cognacs in the range at Audry, there's no additives, as natural as possible. But for this Exception, it's old enough that it doesn't need any additives at all. Sure, there's this cost of time. We have to wait 40, 60 years to put in a bottle. But adding anything to such old and precious eau de vie would be a shame. So let's move to a tasting note. How would you describe the nose of this cognac? So on the nose, the first thing we get is a old oak note, a sort of roasted pear together with almond note. And then with a little bit of time in the glass, notes of nougat and rancio appear. But it really is a cognac that requires time to taste it. It should not be rushed. It's somewhat technical, but during the vinification, something called esters are created. And once then the wine is made and then distilled and put in barrel for a long time, these esters will create these certain aromas of maturity that we know as rancio. So it's not very much a definition, but that's what I can say. It's really quite chemical. It's a question of the presence of these esters and the time spent in barrel aging. Okay, so on the palate, how would you describe this cognac? It's really a cognac of remarkable complexity that reveals itself over time during a slow tasting. And I think it's really the notes of rancio that leave the strong impression on the mouth. And it's got a really nice, long, persistent finish. So the end of your holiday dinners are just about upon us. Do you have a pairing that you like with the Exception? Or does it just deserve to be enjoyed all by itself next to a fire? For me, L'Exception is a digestif. You can enjoy it with a cigar for those who are fans of cigars. But for me, this is a digestif to be enjoyed by itself during a long tasting. So it's a perfect cognac to finish off, to close your holiday meals this holiday season. Fantastic, Anne. Well, thank you very much for your time, and I wish you a very happy holidays, and we will see you soon.
Merci, Taylor. Très bonne fête à vous de même. À bientôt.
Merci. Au revoir.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. All bottles of this calendar can be found on cognacexpert.com. Au revoir.